Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hi there, from CNN, I'm Chris DeBoe with the 5 things you need to know for Friday, March 8th.
The state of our union is strong and getting stronger.
President Joe Biden gave a forceful State of the Union address last night, with Democrats saying it shows he still has gas left in the tank. It was without a doubt a high-stakes opportunity for the president, as he looks to convince voters to give him a second term in November. Biden focused on his work on the economy, his stance on taxes for the rich and corporations, border security, as well as reproductive rights. Congressman Ro Khanna says Biden's speech did exactly what it needed to do.
It was a brilliant speech. It was a passionate speech. I'm actually more energized, as is the House Democratic Caucus. I mean, look, the president delivered, and I thought he connected in a very deep way.
Biden's likely 2024 rival, former President Donald Trump, doesn't agree.
Joe Biden is on the run from his record and lying like crazy to try and escape accountability for the horrific devastation he and his party have created. We cannot take it any longer as a country.
Foreign aid was a big topic in Biden's address, too. He made clear last night that he thinks the U.S. shouldn't turn its back on Ukraine and that more humanitarian aid should be allowed into Gaza.
Tonight, I'm directing the U.S. military to lead an emergency mission to establish a temporary pier in the Mediterranean on the coast of Gaza that can receive large shipments carrying food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters.
And U.S. allies are following suit. The UK and the EU said today they're joining the U.S. effort to open an emergency maritime aid corridor off of Gaza's Mediterranean coast. That aid is desperately needed, where Palestinians are facing deadly starvation and dehydration. Israel's welcoming the plan, saying they'll, quote, allow the increase of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip after security checks are carried out. Israeli officials insist they don't limit how much aid gets into the Strip, but humanitarian groups have repeatedly warned that Israel's restrictions on land crossings have hindered efforts. Trump has posted a nearly $92 million bond as he appeals the judgment made against him in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. Back in January, a federal court awarded Carroll $83.3 million in damages as a result of Trump's defamatory statements denying her rape allegations, a ruling Trump disagrees with. Are you wondering why he posted more than he actually owes? CNN's Kara Scannell explains.
The district court's rules are that they require about 110% of the bond because this will stay the judgment, meaning that E. Jean Carroll can't take the money until the appeal is done, so they always want a little extra security.
Notice of Trump's bond and appeal was made with a federal court in New York today. Drug maker Eli Lilly says FDA approval of its experimental Alzheimer's drug is going to be delayed beyond the end of the month. The drug maker's medication had been expected to be cleared by the end of the first quarter this year, but the FDA is now planning to call a last-minute meeting of its outside advisors to review the drug's safety and efficacy. Lilly says the date for that meeting hasn't been set yet. The main concerns with the drug and other similar drugs are brain swelling and microhemorrhages. If it gets approved, the drug would be marketed as the second of its kind to slow the course of the disease that impacts more than 6 million Americans. Coming up on the 10th anniversary of the disappearance of MH370, one aviation expert says he knows where to look for the missing plane. Today is the 10th anniversary of the disappearance of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, and it's still one of the modern era's greatest mysteries. In March 2014, a Boeing plane carrying 339 people vanished from the map, leaving a disaster without conclusive proof of what happened. But one expert says the search needs to be moved to an area 1,500 kilometers off of Australia's western coast, somewhere that hasn't been looked at before. CNN's Anna Corrin has spoken with some of the families whose loved ones were on that plane, for whom it's been an agonizing decade.
Waking up in the middle of the night and expecting him to be there, that still happened for a while. And maybe that's because of the lack of closure.
All right, that's all for now. I'm Chris DeBoe, and if you want a lighter look at the world, join us tomorrow for the next edition of 5 Good Things, available in this feed wherever you get your podcasts. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.